Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Final day in my temp studio at home until I can get back into the studio. I feel great. Surgery went great. I've been over a week. I'm already running around. In fact, I got a charity poker tournament to do tomorrow. I love charity events and I love poker. So we'll see how that goes. So I've been feeling great, knock on wood. So hopefully back in the studio on Monday. So thanks you guys for being patient. So yeah, I have a question for you guys. When the boy Ethan Crumbly was accused of the mass shooting that happened a few days ago at Oxford High in Michigan, and 15 years old, used his father's weapon. There were many, many calls for the parents to be prosecuted. And we just found out about an hour ago that the parents are going to be charged. Prosecutors are going to charge the parents with involuntary manslaughter based on what their son, Ethan, allegedly did. And my question to you guys, I want to just put it out there. Should parents be liable if their child commits a heinous act, school shooting, whether just based on that alone or by using something of theirs, like their weapons, to execute it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in this latest development, in this horrific shooting in which four students died, multiple others injured, a Michigan prosecutor has filed involuntary manslaughter charges against the parents of 15-year-old suspect Ethan Crumbly. So Jennifer and James Crumbly have each been charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, as four students were fatally shot. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald previously called Crumbly's parental action, quote, far beyond negligence. Now, Ethan Crumbly, who was a sophomore at the time, was charged Wednesday as an adult with murder, terrorism, and other crimes in what investigators described as methodical and a deliberate massacre. He had a school meeting with his parents, I think the second of two. Then he goes into the bathroom, gets his gun ready, and then he starts coming out and shooting. Now, why? How are the parents involved? Well, Crumbly's parents, and of course now I have a pop-up, I believe James, the parent, the father, had purchased a gun 4 days prior, a 9mm 6-hour SP-2022 gun, 4 days before the shooting. And according to prosecutors, they said that the gun just seemed to have been freely available. It wasn't locked up. It wasn't out of the kid's range. The kid was able to take it and use it. They said the parents were the only individuals in the position to know the access to the weapons. McDonald, who is the Oakland County prosecutor, Karen McDonald, said in another interview this week that additional unreleased evidence in the case was troubling and disturbing. Unfortunately, he was allowed to go back to class, which really, I don't understand what happened. There was some sort of school meeting. There were apparently two school meetings where the parents were brought in. The parents were there with them. The parents were at school in a meeting. Kid has to go back to class. Parents leave. Kid goes to the bathroom before he goes back to class, loads the weapon, or gets the weapon ready, comes out and starts shooting. They said the suspects have been flagged twice by school personnel for, quote, concerning behavior. And the suspect's parents were brought to the school around 10 a.m. the day of the shooting for a meeting with the student and school personnel. So, by the way, there was another student who was just arrested because they posted on social media, not of the same school, we'll talk about it, where they posted on social media, I want to shoot up a school. he just basically posts on social media how he wants to be involved in a school shooting. So we've really got some very strange, demented people out there that just want to kill other kids. So the question to you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is how culpable are the parents? If the parents have a gun, and that child uses that gun to shoot up a school, are they liable? Should they be charged? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, somebody might think, well, that's a slam dunk. You know, parents bought a gun. There's rules. Guns should be stored a certain way. Guns should be away from children who could sadly, you know, play with them, hurt themselves, steal them, take them, use them for something else. But the thing with law is you might think a law makes a lot of sense and is really easy to not only make, create, but enact and enforce. But what if a child takes his dad's cookie knife? Takes his dad's cookie knife and goes and stabs people at school. Then is that dad liable because it was his cookie knife? What if a child takes his dad's car, takes that car and runs over kids at a school bus? Are they liable? So it's a very interesting topic because you would think it's a slam dunk. A parent buys a weapon. That weapon should have been locked up. A 15-year-old kid that was having behavior issues should have never had access to it. It just, that, you know, that just makes sense. Parents were negligent. Could have even put the kid at risk of even more mayhem. But then if that law is in place, does that extend to a vehicle? Does that extend to a knife? Does that extend to a baseball bat? Kid takes a baseball bat, goes down the street, beats up somebody else, commits murder, but it was the father's bat. So I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. On one end, as a parent, you know, and as a physician, I love the idea of having parents more involved and more on the hook. You know, if your kid is sadly, you know, doing things that they shouldn't, and you're a parent that's not me, I'm working, I'm busy, I like the idea of parents needing to be a little bit more involved in what their children do. But as you can see, this starts to get a little bit, you know, complicated. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we do want to get your calls and comments, but I have to give you guys some quick updates on Omicron. So no surprise there, but it's now been detected in 5 states. Interestingly how it's taken us a little longer to pick up Omicron than other countries. In fact, some health officials were saying, look, it's stupid stuff. Yeah, it's our delay in transmitting samples. It could take days for us to get samples to where they need to go to get, you know, sent. Whereas some of these smaller countries, they have a means to get something set same day, get it tested, and be on it. So in America right now, we've had 5 states reporting cases. Hawaii has now been included in them, Colorado, Minnesota, New York, and then, of course, the first one noted in California. From what I'm understanding, the majority of these were in people who were already vaccinated, maybe didn't get their booster. Not all of them had traveled internationally. The one in Minnesota, I think he was from Minneapolis, Hennepin County, he had just gone to New York for a conference. He was there November 21st, 22nd, came back, and so when we heard, well, he was in New York for a conference, most likely it's there in New York, so no surprise, there's cases in New York that are finally being picked up. And we talked about how there might be a quicker way for them to figure out the cases because of that S gene drop-off. They call it where there's a missing gene on the spike protein that we only really see with the Alpha strain and the Omicron strain. We don't see it with the Delta. So if the main strain in America is Delta, and then you have this S gene dropout, you could then immediately go, okay, guys, this is suspected. Take that, run it up the chain, get it into the front of the line for the sequencing and get it sequenced. So, you know, people ask why, you know, are we this behind? Netherlands knew about their cases. Israel knows about their cases. I mean, with America, there's a lot going on. And keep in mind, we also have Thanksgiving season. We have Thanksgiving, which, you know, many of the other countries didn't necessarily have. So while they were still working full court press, we were all taking 4 days off. Plus, they might not have as bad a labor shortage as we do. You know, we're going to be talking later about a poll where I think about half of Americans, they're like, I really don't feel it. I really don't want to go back to work. So we kind of in America have a not so excited about going back to work sort of landscape right now. And so if labs are short-staffed, and that could include the federal labs as well, especially with the mandates that are back and forth, I'm not surprised that we're behind the curve with some of these other countries. So, you know, a sample comes in, somebody goes, I think I have COVID. Well, if they do their home test, nobody might know about it. But if they go into a testing center, then that center takes the test and then they run it. If that test is positive, then the lab or health officials have to decide, are they going to do the sequencing on that test? Remember, I mean, there are millions of people doing tests every day in every city. So if there's a concern, then that's going to kind of, I guess, make it ahead of the line, take a jump in line. But if you have all these tests and you're like, you know, we're just testing if they're positive or not, and we're not looking for a new strain, there's backlog before all these. Now the labs are primed to, well, let's figure out what these strains are. What are the majority of these strains? They're sequencing as many as they could go, as they can. But I would suggest if there's a way for you to tell if it has that S gene dropout and you could early on decide, wait a second, these guys are S gene dropouts, these are not, go and sequence these for Omicron, because they can't just say, all right, those are Omicron, they have to sequence them. I think that might speed things up, but I think we have a transport problem, I think we have a labor shortage problem, people are just getting back from Thanksgiving. Well, getting into Christmas season mode. So, yeah, we're a little behind. So with these cases, so far, 5 states have confirmed, 9 were confirmed on Thursday in Minnesota, Colorado, New York, Hawaii, California. The California case was a vaccinated individual who had traveled from South Africa. The Minnesota case was somebody who traveled from New York. Colorado Governor Jared Polis confirmed a 3rd case in a woman also vaccinated but who had traveled from South Africa. She hadn't received her booster. Mild symptoms. So far we're hearing all of these are mild thus far until we hear anything different. Colorado runs genetic sequencing on about 15% of their COVID tests. They have not detected other Omicron cases, but again, they haven't been able to run it 100%. So New York health officials confirmed 5 new cases, 1 in Suffolk County on Long Island, 4 in New York City Metro. And again, it all depends on where they're running it. So New York Governor Kathy Hochul told residents that the detection of multiple cases does not mean the state will revert to sweeping shutdowns imposed during the start of the pandemic. Good. If the majority of these cases are mild, I don't see why we have to go on lockdown and ruin everybody's business and start this whole cycle again of mayhem and all the other BS that happened. But a very interesting study came out a couple days ago that I wanted to talk to you guys about, where a study out of UK found that people that had allergies, people that had asthma, seemed to be less likely to get severe COVID than those who didn't. The research came from Queen Mary University of London, and they looked at 16,000 adults between between May 1st, 2020 and February 5th, 2021. And it was a survey. Participants gave their age, their circumstances, job, lifestyle, height, weight, medication, whatever. And then they had follow-up questionnaires looking at when they got COVID, if they did or not. And then researchers used logistic regression models to estimate any association between risk factors. And 15,227 people, the majority women, 95% identified as white, filled out one questionnaire, and 14,348 people completed a final questionnaire. So not everybody did, but it was still good 14,000 people. Average age was about 59. 446 people were tested for tested positive for COVID, so that ended up being 3%. 32 had to be admitted to the hospital. So even though it's a huge sample size in terms of the number studied, only, you know, a handful of them ended up getting COVID, smaller handful admitted to the hospital. But they said those people with eczema, those people with atopic diseases, hay fever, rhinitis, had a 23% lower risk of contracting the disease. Even people who suffered from asthma had a 38% lower risk of infection, even after accounting for the use of steroid inhalers. They said taking immunosuppressants was associated not with being at higher risk, but lowering your odds of infection, 53%. They said the authors noted this statistic may reflect greater shielding from infection. So before we were told, look, asthma is a risk factor, so you're going to be at higher risk. Those people with asthma are compromised. This study is interestingly saying maybe not. So adults who were Asian, Asian British, had twice the risk of testing positive compared to white UK adults. They said the greater the number of people sharing a household, higher number of visits made to indoor public places increased one's risk. But it's very interesting to look at the concept of somebody having allergies. So remember we told you guys there was a study, came out years ago, where children who had pets before they were born and came into a house with pets seemed to have less allergies. And it's kind of one of these concepts of it's very homeopathic in concept or vaccine related in terms of exposure or issues might actually give you some sort of a protective barrier. Your threshold might be different. And the one thing we noticed when the pandemic started early is men especially, when they got COVID, severe COVID, they would just have a much more dramatic response than women in their lungs. Now, this study was mostly women, so I think there still has to be some follow-up studies on this. But people always said, oh, you know, men are babies when they're sick. I don't think so. I think men might have a farther pendulum swing from baseline to sick than a woman might. A woman might not have as many swings. I know people might disagree with that. But women may be more kind of chill, right, circle the equator when it comes to their immune system, because they always have to be in preparation of protecting the baby, protecting the fetus. That's how the bodies were built. Whereas with men, they're working, they get sick, boom. So I'm wondering if maybe those with eczema, allergies, they always have baseline immunity, such that rather than the pendulum swing, it's more modulated. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The question is on passage of the bill. Those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it.
The House on Thursday passed a bill to extend government funding through February 18th. The measure then went to the Senate, where it faced a partisan battle. Some senators indicate they would push for a shutdown in an effort to leverage President Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate. Later on in the night, the Senate passed a resolution to continue government funding through February of next year. The measure passed in the Senate 69-28. The state of Oklahoma filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration's constitutional overreach on Thursday in order to block the enforcement of Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. The lawsuit started flying one day after the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, denied Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt a request to exempt Oklahoma National Guard from the mandate. USA Radio News. Let's get an inflation update.
45% of Americans in a new Gallup poll reported that recent price increases are causing their families some degree of financial hardship, with 10% describing the hardship as severe. Gallup saying lower-income households are likely to be hit especially hard by the recent price increases, with 71% of households making less than $40,000 a year saying inflation has caused hardship. This as Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes President Biden is doing more harm than good when it comes to inflation.
We've had this pandemic for 2 years. We didn't have this kind of inflation, though, until Joe Biden and the Democrats took office. And he's largely just shifting the blame. He's not trying to come up with answers. He's blaming oil companies or OPEC for high gas prices, for instance. Well, it's Joe Biden who shut down the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office, who refuses to authorize other pipelines needed to move petroleum products across the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So many people are a little concerned about Biden's health. Apparently, his voice sounded hoarse. He looked like he was coughing, and so people want to know how he's doing. I obviously haven't been able to examine him. All I could see is what you all see, and it sounds like he probably has a cold. I mean, it's one of those things where we don't want to make a big deal about every simple thing when it comes to, you know, like they did with Trump. Every single thing, they're like, oh, what's wrong with him? Oh, is he, you know, is he a narcissist? Does he have you know, COVID? Does he have, you know, I mean, Trump, I can't believe it. Trump gets COVID. He goes to Walter Reed. He gets the Regeneron, the monoclonal antibody. He does some news conferences. He didn't look good for a day or two there. I could see he was sick, but was still able to do what he needed to do. Still acted like he was in complete control, got out of the hospital, had some more news conferences, whatever. Biden just seems to be a little bit more delicate. And being 79 years old, people, I guess, are a little bit more concerned and, you know, want to make sure he's okay. It's interesting. People who support the president and people who don't support the president want him to be okay. People who support the president obviously want, you know, he's our president. Want to know that he's fine. People that don't support the president do not want Kamala Harris anywhere near the Oval Office. So they are also praying for Biden's health. So that's always interesting. You know, if you ever run for president, okay, make sure you have a vice president that nobody wants, because then, you know, nobody will want you out of that office. So Biden said he had a cold. He is tested for COVID-19 every day. He says he has a 1.5-year-old grandson who likes to kiss his pop. I don't blame him. So he blamed his grandson for not feeling ill. And he was talking about the jobs report for November. Jobs report kind of failed a little bit compared to what I think it should be, especially with Christmas hiring or the holiday season and holiday hiring. And, you know, we still have this kind of sluggish labor shortage where people are not enthusiastic about going back to work. But he did sound like he was struggling a little bit. Peter Ducey from Fox News, he said, "Mr. President, your voice sounds different. Are you okay?" Biden said, "It's just a cold," he said, and he is tested for COVID-19. So, you know, Biden had a previous physical. The physical overall said he is fit for duty. He is tight, ready to go. But there was some concern over his stiff gait. And in fact, his doctor had even mentioned that he was going to lasso a group of specialists. Not that we like to be, you know, accused of lassoing, but basically that's kind of what we do. We kind of lasso, you know, and round up some medical students, round up some specialists, you know, to evaluate a neurological disorder. And so the stiff gait, the paresthesias, he had bilateral leg paresthesias. We see those in diabetes, but apparently he didn't have diabetes. We see those in spinal cord injuries, but apparently not really too, we really haven't been clued in on him having any major spinal cord injuries. He does have arthritis. But to me, that obviously is a concern in terms of Parkinson's. Now, his doctor, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, family medicine physician, DO, doctor of osteopathy, said that that Biden had stable atrial fibrillation with the need for anticoagulants, stable hyperlipidemia, which is cholesterol, controlled by a statin, need to clear his throat more often. He thought maybe it had to do with his reflux esophagitis, long-standing allergic rhinosinusitis, meaning his nose runs, nasal congestion for most of his life. He appears to be more stiff, less fluid in his movements, morning stiffness consistent with arthritis. His recent foot fracture could contribute to this change in gait, but specialists will be assembled to review his gait disturbance. A gait disturbance is considered very serious in somebody who's older, because if they fall, they could break a hip. He's 79 years old. My guess is he has a pretty severe osteoporosis. We don't want him having any gait disturbance. First thing I think of when I hear gait disturbance is Parkinson's, but no tremors were noted. He has moderate to severe spondylosis at multiple levels in his spine, suggesting severe degenerative arthritis. His neurological exam did not suggest that he had a stroke, did not suggest multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, or ascending lateral sclerosis, according to his doctor. But he did have a new finding of mild bilateral peripheral neuropathy in absence of diabetes, meaning some numbness. Either you could have numbness in both your feet, or you could have hypersensitivity. He had some diverticula, pockets within the colon, as well as a 3-millimeter benign appearing polyp, which was removed during colonoscopy. And then there were several areas of actinic change on his skin. Actinic change, a lot of older individuals will get these little patchy spots on their temples, forehead, cheeks, and you scratch at them and they keep growing back. They might not necessarily be cancer, but they could be precancerous. And so those are things that I believe got frozen off of liquid nitrogen. And, you know, the president being 5'11.5", 184 pounds, 79 years old, I have to admit, as a doctor, he does look good. Does it mean he is fit for president? It depends on what's happening with his mentation and who's running things. But from a physical, superficial standpoint, he looks good. 79 years old. I wouldn't be surprised if he could be developing some gait disturbances, some issues with his nerves. But frequent throat clearing, stiffness to gait, and peripheral neuropathy to me is Parkinson's until proven otherwise. It could be a sign of him having some mini strokes or multiple sclerosis. Now, Dr. O'Connor said he doesn't think that's an issue. He's ruled out diabetes, he's ruled out thyroid disorder, vitamin B12 deficiency. Those could also contribute to his symptoms. And I hope he doesn't have Parkinson's. I hope, you know, the president is fine. I hope, you know, it's just he's taking his gait more slowly because he doesn't want to fall. He is the president. You know, remember people gave Trump a hard time when he was navigating the stairs or ramp with this, I think he was supposed to be flying out and he was navigating well because the last thing he wanted to do was fall and trip on TV as Biden had done. Biden's trip going up Air Force One to me was concerning because it looked like his left leg gave out. It didn't look like he just tripped and was clumsy. It looked like he lost muscle tone in that leg. And then it looks like it still took a little while to get toned back. So when I saw that, I was like, oh gosh, that looks like a mini stroke. So that was very concerning. But they said a few hours later he was fine and he was out and having an interview and all that. So, Biden's going to have a cold. That's what happens. Biden might get COVID. That's just kind of what happens when we're in a pandemic. I don't think people need to panic. But where it is a concern, and I do agree with people having a shared concern for the president, is one is we have a lot of enemies just watching everything our president does, and any weakness is going to get capitalized on. So if at all our president looks like he's down for the count and our vice president looks inexperienced, we could be in a crap load of trouble. And so, you know, I don't blame Peter Ducey for asking. I think it was nice that he asked. Whether there was some ulterior motive or not, it's up to you, but I think it's appropriate for a reporter to go, look, you know, we noticed your horse. Are you feeling okay? I think that's an appropriate question. But if at all, you know, we think he is, if in case he's the president isn't expressing to others he has something wrong and other people are noticing it. I mean, how many times have I found somebody to have thyroid cancer or something else because nobody told them that their neck looked funny or their skin looked funny or something like that? So at least the media could alert his advisors, make sure you check him out because we do want a healthy president. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Hello, I'm a bald person.
which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, you know, I love to work. I'm a workaholic. So when I hear that some people are not that excited about going back to work, I don't fault them, you know, to each their own. Just because I'm a workaholic, I mean, I had surgery last Thursday. By Friday, I was already working. I was seeing patients online. I actually worked all throughout Thanksgiving weekend. It was, It was great. I mean, it was busy. It kept my mind off the surgery. I'm a workaholic. The problem is I can't work in the retail industry and the restaurant industry, hospitality industry. I can't work where people need. I can only fill the plugs that I could fill because I'm only one person. And there's a lot of people out there that are working, and then there's a lot of people out there who are going, nah, I'm good. So this survey out of the Chamber of Commerce, so this isn't just, you know, some private company trying to get some headlines. This is a poll coming from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce found that 53% of Americans who became unemployed during the pandemic say they are not anywhere actively looking for a job. They lost their job during the pandemic, which means they lost their job over a year ago. We're going to be coming up on the 2-year mark. And rather than racing to get back out there, nope, no plan. Not in the least intrigued. That is 53%. Now, the jobs report, I think we only added about 200,000 jobs, 210,000 jobs, and we should have added about 500,000 jobs. So the jobs report obviously was pretty sluggish. It's just kind of a sign of the time where people aren't that excited. Now, it's interesting because a lot of people are saying, well, Dr. Dahlia, it's COVID. People don't want to go back to work because of COVID. Well, this time last year, we would have flu. We had colds, there's tuberculosis, there's dangers on the road. I just saw a video of a young girl's car getting pinned by a truck that's driving, and the truck doesn't realize that the car is being dragged with her in it. It's crazy. I think she made it. I mean, there's so many dangers leaving the house, but we faced them all. I mean, when you look at those pictures of New York City and these guys, you know, up on these platforms, you know, trying to build skyscrapers, they didn't go, oh, no, you know what, it's too dangerous to go to work. They had a family to feed, and it stinks that they had to do a job like that. It blows your mind. I mean, people have been killed on jobs for years, job sites for years. But, I mean, there were a lot more concerning, you know, threats out there. After September 11th, I mean, people in New York said, look, New York's strong. They still went to work. They went to work. Just, I mean, even with the threat that somebody else could try to, you know, send a plane into your building. The American way, most countries' way, is you get up and you work. I get people are scared. I get people are concerned. But the big difference now than in the past is we've basically mapped it out for people on how you don't have to work. Anybody who has been offered a job in the past could not get unemployment insurance because unemployment means you can't get a job. There's no jobs out there, right? And you have to prove that you couldn't get a job. That's not happening. People are still on unemployment. And even some who aren't getting unemployment, they saved up so much money from all the extra money and incentives and things like that that were given, that they have a nice little savings fund to not go back to work. They say 56% say they can get by for more than 6 months before it comes essential to return to full-time work. 11% say it'll be more than a year before it is necessary to return to work. 15% say it will never be essential. Now, no detail whether the cohort was retirees, how they're going to manage without a job, but the poll is very troubling. Because we have record job openings, we have supply chain issues, we have industries that are in a lot of trouble if we don't have people coming, and people are like, I'm good, I got plenty of money. You know, I want to say I'm working less. I'm working from home, but I'm not working less, but I'm a workaholic. To me, nothing lasts. Whatever income you have doesn't last. You might think you have the best job ever. You know, some years I've made triple what I'm making now, and some years I've made less. You know, it just, in my line of work, it comes and goes. It, you know, you can't really rely and, you know, I've just, if you can work, you work. You put the money away because there's going to be times when you can't work. If my surgery hadn't gone well, God forbid, I would be right now not working. And I would have to be relying on whatever money I had in the bank. So we usually tell people that you need to have at least 6 months to a year of income in the bank at all times just in case something goes wrong. That doesn't seem to be how people are thinking. People are thinking, no, you know what? I got 6 months of income, so I'm good. I don't have to work. And I think people have this set of this confidence that the government will take care of me. The government gave me money. The government will take care of me. Now, I got to admit that is a nice feeling. And I would love our citizens to feel that, you know, if they put in their dues and then something goes wrong, the government is there for them. But at some point, the money's going to run out. I mean, right now we have to help refugees, and we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people coming across our border, being flown in from Afghanistan. These are people that also need money. Our homeless individuals. We have a huge homeless population. They're going to need money. Not sure if they're getting it. And so if you think that you are on the, you know, the list, the main list, the short list to get government goodies, that might have to change if the government starts realizing that they just can't keep printing money or just keep passing money. I mean, these infrastructure bills and these Build Back Better, it's the money isn't supposed to be designed for people who just feel like they don't want to go back to work and we're going to, you know, still allow you to make money at home. That money is supposed to be going to infrastructure. It's supposed to be going to schools and pre-K and all sorts of other stuff. And then, well, what else is in there? So interestingly, when you look at the age groups, it's pretty even in terms of 25 to 34, 35 to 55, 45 on up. A good number of those 25 to 35 are not actively looking for jobs at all. Same thing with the middle age, same thing with the older. Construction, not a lot of enthusiasm going back. Trade, transport, utility, health services, retail, hospitality, manufacturing. So it really is an interesting study. So my concern is this idea that, you know, maybe we did a great job in terms of, you know, being there for people when they lost their job, but we didn't do a good job because we were the ones that forced them out of their job. We were the ones that said you can't go to work. So according to the study, U.S. Chamber, they said more than half of Americans who became unemployed during the pandemic say they are only somewhat active or not very active at all looking for work. 65% do not expect to be back working before the new year. 8% say they're never going back. 1 in 10, 13% have left multiple jobs during the pandemic. Among those currently unemployed who have held multiple jobs since April 2020, 57% held their most recent position for less than 3 months, so they didn't stay. Almost half said they have been using pandemic incentives or stimulus payments or tapping into savings. 32% want to switch industries, and a hiring bonus of $1,000 remains the top incentive to make somebody change their mind. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
an important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.